AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Top sustained winds 60 miles an hour as Tropical Storm Bill rolls towards the Texas Gulf Coast. National Hurricane Center Senior Specialist Stacy Stewart says the storm's rain is the biggest threat.
Additional 4 to 8 inches of rainfall over portions of eastern Texas, extending all the way upward into eastern Oklahoma, with 2 to 4 inches across portions of Arkansas and southern Missouri. And there will be some isolated maximum amounts of near 1 foot across eastern Texas.
Flooding is likely since the storm is hitting the same areas that suffered heavy flooding at the end of last month. Ireland's foreign minister says all 5 people killed and many of those critically injured in a balcony collapse early this morning in Berkeley, California, are Irish. Ireland's president, Michael Higgins, in a statement says his heart goes out to the families and the loved ones of the dead and the injured. The fourth-floor apartment balcony disintegrated with an unknown number of people on it. Berkeley Police Public Information Officer Jennifer Coates says the investigation is just now underway.
We will be working with the Berkeley Fire Department as well as city officials like building inspectors so that we can try and determine maybe exactly what happened, if this is, you know, accidental or some other type of incident.
A top Al-Qaeda leader is dead in a U.S. airstrike in Yemen.
Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is considered the terror network's most dangerous franchise, and Nasser al-Wahashi was its founder and leader. His death is the biggest blow to Al-Qaeda since Osama bin Laden was killed. But Catherine Zimmerman, who studies Al-Qaeda at the American Enterprise Institute, says the danger to the U.S. remains.
This is a group that is oriented on attacking the United States as part of its broader strategy. That continues.
Still, she says the network will suffer by losing its number 2 leader as it competes with the Islamic State group on the global jihad stage. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
This is AP Radio News. Party time in Chicago. As the Chicago Blackhawks win their 3rd Stanley Cup in 6 years, 4-2, with a 2-0 game 6 shutout over the Tampa Bay Lightning. Chicago center Antoine Vermette.
This is very special. This is a moment I'll cherish the rest of my life, no doubt about that. And there's a lot of emotion. This is a pretty intense moment.
Game 6 of the NBA Final is tonight in Cleveland. LeBron James and his Cavaliers are fighting to push that series to a deciding Game 7. They are down 3-2 to the Golden State Warriors. A victory by Golden State would give them the NBA title for this year. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.